It is the radio segment that just got the Nobel Prize for abs. Great abs. Award-winning abs, as a matter of fact. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Oxclose, England. Last year, 51-year-old John Casey was busted for shoplifting an $18 package of beef from the grocery store.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He was on trial this week and explained why he stole that meat. And it turns out, when John was just a little boy, he and his grandmother used to go to the grocery store, and he would help her shoplift too.
What?
Nice.
So he was just doing it to be close to his grandmother?
Family tradition.
Now, his grandma has been dead for decades, but when John was walking through the meat section, he had flashbacks to his childhood and his shoplifting trips with grandma, and he decided to steal the beef in her memory.
I believe it.
Somehow that defense didn't work and he was found guilty and got 2 years of probation.
Okay, that judge is a lot harder than I am.
Afterwards, the judge was quoted as saying that's the first time in his life he's ever heard of someone using that type of defense.
See?
And he should get points in jail for creativity.
Jail points.
Hey, good job.
We'll give you points just once you're locked up.
This next laser story is out of Centralia, Washington. 21-year-old Aaron M. Perez and a friend bought some handcuffs at a thrift store. The friend slapped the cuffs on Aaron and threw the key on the lawn.
Then
two things happened. Number one, the two friends found out that the handcuffs actually worked. And number two, no matter how hard they looked, they couldn't find the key.
Like needle in a haystack.
That wasn't a good idea, guys.
After spending more than 2 hours searching, Aaron was trapped and decided to call the cops for help. So they actually went to the police station, knocked on the door, and asked the police for help. The police were more than happy to assist, and just as a precaution, they ran his name through their computers. And they found out that Aaron had an outstanding warrant.
Oh, man.
So they kept the cuffs on?
Promptly arrested. Yeah, no word on if they just kept those cuffs on or if they recuffed him. I'm not sure. They're like, we'll take those off, and then we'll put ours on, okay? This next laser story is out of Charlotte, North Carolina. 37-year-old Latasha Renee Love made the difficult decision of calling the police and having her own son arrested.
That must be tough.
I can't imagine.
What's the reason? Well, she had caught him red-handed eating her Pop-Tarts.
What?
Yep.
I thought you were going to say drugs or she was stealing or he hit and run.
Way worse. He was eating her Pop-Tarts. Well, we don't know her son's age, only that he's under 18, but here's how the story went. Two nights ago, Latasha noticed that somebody had gotten into her frosted raspberry Pop-Tarts, and of course, that made her mad.
Yeah, don't mess with the Pop-Tarts.
She then burst into her son's room to find the empty foil package in his garbage can and crumbs around the outer edges of his mouth.
She's investigating.
Yeah, as any kid would, if there's Pop-Tarts in the kitchen, a kid is going to eat them.
I bet she dipped her pinky into those crumbs around his mouth and tasted them, just like they do in the TV and movies with cocaine, you know, or testing drugs.
Smelling the foil.
That is high-grade Pop-Tart. Anyway, at that point, an argument ensued, and that's when he made the mistake of telling his mom that he liked her frosted Pop-Tarts better than his unfrosted Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Oh, now you say something.
Yeah.
Well, and duh. Why would you ever think unfrosted would be better?
Latasha then called the cops, and they came and actually arrested him for one misdemeanor count of larceny.
Serious? No
they
way.
Didn't arrest her for being a bad mother?
Well, there's obviously something else going on there.
Yeah.
The police report says Latasha has had discipline problems with her son in the past. Regardless, her son's Pop-Tart theft case will be handled in juvenile court.
Oh, my gosh.
So weird that a woman that can't handle a Pop-Tart situation would have discipline issues with
her
son.
Awesome news for parents. If your kids are stealing your snack foods, apparently they can actually be arrested.
Like some eight-year-olds getting called on.
Hey.
Wait, you ate the Gushers?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to call the cops on you.
This next laser story is out of Boston. A 25-year-old woman named Amanda Fisk recently got a neck tattoo of two things that she was sentimental about from seeing in her backyard during her childhood. A red maple leaf and a blue jay.
That's nice.
Right there on the neck.
Yeah.
But when she posted a photo on Twitter, one of her friends pointed out something startling. Apparently, when you put those two images together, it looks like the exact logo of the Toronto Blue Jays.
thinking?
The baseball team.
Yeah.
The tweet quickly went viral, receiving nearly 14,000 likes and 3,000 retweets just overnight.
No.
Amanda, who is not a sports fan at all, said, quote, "Okay, my neck is literally the Toronto Blue Jays logo."
No.
It really is, if you see it.
No.
And that was followed by an expletive.
So that's a big tattoo, too.
After a while, she was able to be a good sport about it, though, saying this isn't exactly the legacy she was hoping for, but it is definitely funny. She has no plans to get a cover-up tattoo, and she says she still loves her tattoo artist.
The Blue Jays need to give her
and now she
tickets.
Loves the Blue Jays. Yeah,
yeah, right?
This next laser story is out of Pizza Headquarters. Domino's Pizza just announced a new plan that they say is going to save pizza in our country. I didn't know it needed to be saved. I thought we were doing a pretty good job with pizza.
Yeah, right.
I'm helping.
Devouring it all.
How do they plan to save pizza? They said they've hired drivers to go around the country and fix potholes.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the street? The
company
potholes?
Says that they're doing this to give a smoother ride to delivery drivers and people driving home with carry-out pizza. But really, it's just a smart marketing campaign that's promoting their pizza while simultaneously doing some actual real good in the community.
How do they fill them?
Domino's has already started fixing potholes in Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, and Burbank, California.
Oh, they're like really doing it. They're not just like throwing a pizza over it and being silly.
And they're taking nominations on their website for other towns that need help with their potholes at pavingforpizza.com.
Oh my God, and we just saw a picture and they put a Domino's logo over the fixed pothole when they're done.
Just to let you know who fixed that pothole.
Yeah.
Not every town will get the Domino's paving crew, though. In some cases, they'll just be sending the city some money. So it's come to this. Government on every level in this country is so ineffective that fast food chains are our best hope for the infrastructure
just to get our food to us safely.
Of our country. Yeah. This next laser story is out of the world of romance. A new survey asked people how many people they've kissed in their lives. And the results are really interesting.
Oh my God, how could you even count?
I know, me too.
5% of people have never kissed anybody in their life.
Wait, those are adults or people under the age of 18?
That includes 19% of people between 18 and 24 years old, which is pretty crazy.
Wow.
It also includes 2% of people over 55.
What?
Some people over 55
that's
that have never
so
even
sad.
Been kissed at all.
Crazy.
Oh my God, I'll kiss you, old people.
Also, 4% of Americans have only kissed one person in their entire lifetime.
Dude, no wonder we're so cranky, you guys. That's why we got so much hate up
don't
in here.
With someone today.
Yeah, spread the love.
On the other end of things, 15% of the population says that they have kissed more than 50 people.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. Hands down.
I mean,
I loved making out. Are you kidding me?
And men are more likely than women to say that they've kissed more than 50 people. But also men tend to lie about their partners.
Yeah. Oh, you
right.
mean a thousand?
Yeah.
You mean a thousand?
I mean, dude, what chick haven't I kissed? Like, I've pretty much kissed every woman that I've ever walked by.
Yeah, bro.
I've kissed them all. How many you kissed,
no,
bro?
No, he's my best friend. I got his back. Definitely at least 10,000.
I kissed an alien once, even.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much of a man I am. Like, they came down and they were going to, like, abduct me, but instead they wanted to make out with me because they were like, I need some hot earthling action.
Such a crazy
you're
guy.
Saying, like, five?
Yeah. 5 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dude, one time I died, right? I died and I went to heaven and I kissed every single person in heaven and
all
came back to life.
Wow, you kissed all the angels.
That's how much kissing I've done because I'm a man.
Yeah,
you kiss God.
Because
huh?
you're the only one.
Yeah.
I know somebody who has never really kissed anybody, but he has kissed a lot of shoes. And that's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.